Test 76, Section 2, Question 6. This one, we're looking for a principle that would justify it. So again, with these, we need something that's going to link the evidence to the conclusion, and it's usually going to be in the form of an if-then statement. So it says, in addition to any other penalties, convicted criminals now pay a victim surcharge of $30. Okay, so now there's this victim surcharge. The surcharge is used to fund services for victims of violent crimes. Okay, so we use it to pay for victims of violent crimes. But this penalty is unfair to nonviolent criminals. So it's unfair to nonviolent since the surcharge applies to all crimes, even nonviolent ones like petty theft. So it applies to all crimes, not just violent ones. Now, what we've got here is that it's unfair. And the evidence is everybody pays it, but it just goes to fund services for victims of violent crimes. So we need something that's going to say if everybody has to pay something that only benefits some of their victims, or some of the victims of crime, then it's unfair. Okay, but the conclusion needs to be that it's unfair. So A, the penalties for a crime should be severe enough to deter most people who would commit the crime if there were none. It's not about whether or not you should have the severity of the penalties, it's whether or not this surcharge is fair. The overall penalty for a violent crime should be more severe than overall penalty for nonviolent. Yeah, but that isn't saying whether the specific surcharge is fair, because it's saying in addition to other penalties, and we're not really sure what other penalties might exist. A surcharge intended to provide services for victims is justified only if all proceeds of the surcharge are used to provide services. Well, the thing there is it's not about whether it's justified, it's about whether it's fair. And we don't know that the proceeds aren't going to victims, you know, aren't used to provide services. Maybe we do use all of the $30 to help people. So D, a criminal should not be required to pay for services provided to victims of crimes that are more serious than the type of crime the criminal has been convicted of. Well, okay, so that one seems pretty good because that's saying you shouldn't be required to pay a fine or to pay for services that are provided to victims that of crimes that are more serious. And it's talking about this, including even nonviolent ones like petty theft. So that seems okay. I do feel a little bit hesitant because it talks about seriousness of crime, but because it does mention petty theft, then possibly. And then E, convicted thieves should be fined an amount at least as great as the value of the property taken. That's dealing with other fines. And so the only one that will deal with the correct answer or with our kind of structure is D. Now, it's a bit of a stretch and I don't like it, but it is the one that most helps to justify. So that's going to be our correct answer here.